Well, hi everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. We're reading through the Song of Solomon, and today, chapter 3. Now, if you remember this Song of Solomon, this is the best, the chiefest song that Solomon wrote. It is a love story that depicts the union and communion between Christ and his church. And so in chapter 1, we were introduced to Solomon and the Shulamite woman. And Solomon, throughout this book, is otherwise referred to as her beloved. And so in chapter 1, we saw the banquet. In chapter 2, we find the beloved's request. And now here in chapter 3, we're going to read about the troubled night when the Shulamite woman could not find her beloved, as well as then the coming of Solomon to her. Well, let's dive into this very Word of God together today and fill our hearts and our minds with the truth of it. By night on my bed, I sought the one I love. I sought him, but I did not find him. I will rise now, I said, and go about the city, in the streets and in the squares, I will seek the one I love. I sought him, but I did not find him. The watchmen who go about the city found me. I said, have you seen the one I love? Scarcely had I passed by them when I found the one I love. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him to the house of my mother and into the chamber of her who conceived me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the does of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases. Who is this coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the merchant's fragrant powders? Behold, it is Solomon's couch, with 60 valiant men around it, of the valiant of Israel. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man has his sword on his thigh, because of fear in the night. Of the wood of Lebanon, Solomon the king made himself a palanquin. He made its pillars of silver, its support of gold, its seat of purple, its interior paved with love by the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, O daughters of Zion, and see King Solomon with the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, the day of the gladness of his heart. Well, amen and amen. Praise God for this, his very word, and praise God for this wonderful and really beautiful and ornate picture that it paints. Well, I pray that you are blessed by the reading of God's word today, and I hope that you'll join me next time as we read Song of Solomon chapter 4. God bless you, and we'll see you then.